is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, how is everybody doing today? This is CA Nuri, and again, I am holding on to Guardian Radio in the AM. And today I have an interesting topic. I have a topic that's just came to my mind, and I think that it needs to be shared with the general public, because I'm not sure if the general public is aware that there is a showdown, a war that is happening in Adelaide Village. Did you hear me right? There is a showdown happening right now in Adelaide Village. So you might ask, what do you mean there's a showdown? You see, there is several businesses there that one or two residents want to know, how did they get there? I'm going to talk about one particular business in general. But before I do that, I want to give you a history lesson. Some years ago, and I'll call it maybe a decade ago, some people left some pigs on one deserted island. Deserted island is an exomas, it's called Major Island, and these pigs happened to survive. This island was dubbed Pig Island. In fact, it was featured inside one of those cartoon movies from Play Car. I'm not sure if it's with a movie theater or company name, but it was a big movie, and they featured the Bahamas inside it, Pig Island, before it started. It was about birds, angry birds against the pigs on this Pig Island. But in any event, this particular island miraculously turned into a tourist attraction, attracting thousands. In fact, it is featured all around the world that if you come to the Bahamas, you must sail to Exuma to go and experience pigs that swim. Bahamian pigs is swim. They do breaststroke. They do backstroke. They do butterfly in the ocean. This is a phenomenon. It's being written all over the world that we have pigs in the Bahamas who can swim competitively. That is impressive. This tour became so attractable that now we have swimming pigs all over the Bahamas. There's a swimming pig in Grand Bahama. There's a swimming pig in Long Island. There's a swimming pig in Acklands. And guess what? There's a swimming pig program right there in Adelaide Village. So what's my problem? Why I'm talking about this? There has been some activists, one Sam Duncan, who I love because she is a fighter. She ain't scared of nothing. And you know what's surprising about that? Because she's short. She doesn't grow. But she is prepared to take on everything, anybody in the sake of the environment. But this is where the vexing situation comes in. I did not know that there was so much interest, so much demand in to see the swimming pig. And this gentleman, Charles, I have his name right here, so give me a second so I can call his name properly. What's Charles' last name? Charles Johnson. Charles Johnson used his property to house some pigs. And Duncan is saying that, who did he ask? Who did you ask to bring pigs in Adelaide Village? Did you get the proper permit? Do you know if pig feces, apparently the pigs leave one or two droppings. I'm not sure how clean pigs are. But they have permeated this beach and the residents are concerned. That's one set of residents. Then there is Charles Johnson and those residents that he employed. They saying, I'm not sure what you're all talking about. Adelaide Village has a number of unemployed people, and we are fulfilling jobs, and we are fulfilling jobs of residents. This is something that the residents need. But I want you to call in. I want you to call in and tell me what you think about this row that is happening. Who is right? But before we even do that, before I open the lines for people to call in and to text in, I want to give a brief history of Adelaide, and I want to add some spice to this conversation. In 1831, the then governor created Adelaide Village, and he put persons who were enslaved on a particular ship, 126 of them, and say, y'all stay there because we captured a boat where they were trying to put you in captivity. So these persons were not made slaves in the plantation of the Bahamas, but they were freed on the sea, and then they were sent to Adelaide Village, and they started a village and started a community. It was far off from the regular Grantstown, Nassau city. That area has significance. It has social significance. It has historical significance. And I want to bring that situation back later on when I talk about these pigs. So what I have learned is that, before I even go there, definitely Adelaide needs some commerce. They need some business there. The villagers have not used the opportunity to empower themselves because there is money in the Heritage Festival of Adelaide Village. I know the Anglican tends to have something there every so often. People go down there to have beach picnics. But in terms of celebrating the story of what Adelaide means, it doesn't happen. In fact, there unemployment is starking in Adelaide Village. And we see that as a sleeping area where persons go there to retire or have a second home. That being said, I'm going to bring in some racial issues into this. I don't mean to, but I believe it's important inside the narrative. During an interview, and I was hoping to get the interview played, and I sent it to the producer, I'm not sure if he got it, that I did not know so many white or Konki Joe people live in a black village. And you say, what do you mean by that? Why would you bring up race inside the situation? And I want you to bear with me for a minute, right? I believe behemoths can live anywhere they want. And I believe if you have the money to buy the property in Adelaide, which is in fact got expensive because there are a certain group of people who purchase all of the beachfront property and they continue to fight over the beachfront property, right? Beachfront property is very important to certain people, right? My not concern, but my entertainment is, imagine having a settlement that is historically significant, that it has descendants of freed Africans, and there is a large population of white Bahamians, I call them Bahamians, living there. And you say, what are you talking about? It's like an oxymoron. It's like an oxymoron. I would have assumed that that village would have been thriving with black entrepreneurship, with black leaders, with black community leaders trying to make a difference because they have a legacy to live up to. And to see that there is a white population that pushes back against these descendants, it's entertaining to me. But that's not here nor there. I just wanted to bring that up, to have that in the corner of people's thoughts whilst I talk about what is happening with this swimming pig. Another bed and breakfast bar and grill pop-up places in Adelaide. Now, this is what has happened so far, and this is why the residents are complaining. At this present time, if you go to the sleepy village of Adelaide, there is traffic. There is traffic in Adelaide where we have persons on mopeds and cars parking, blocking the way, right? Noise, back and forth. And I believe the persons like Sam Duncan have a right to complain, because that's not what Adelaide Village is supposed to be about. I want to hear your story. I want to hear your opinion. I see we have a caller. And if we do have a caller, patch them through, because I want to hear their opinions on it. You know, I want to hear your opinions. Where should white and conky Joe behemoths have a loud say in a former freed, liberated African village? One. And also I want to hear, is entrepreneurship and business important to the people in Adelaide? And if it's so important, that can it be to the annoyance of the residents? I want to hear your opinion on that. Okay. And I want to hear, I want to tell you this. I'm not sure if any of you know that there's also a swimming pigs over Paradise Island. Nobody complained about that. Paradise Island have their own pigs where they swim on the beach. Who gives them permission? Why are they bothering the black people in Adelaide for their swimming pig? But they ain't bothering the people over PI. See, I won't talk about that. And you see, people might say, man, Cecil, you all always bring race into these things. Mind you, race is not a big issue. I just happen to bring it up to have a wholesome conversation because of how it looks. How it looks, right? But and I see the caller, I can pass him through any minute now. I just want to say that there are a number of black behemoths who feel disenchanted and they want to have access. They want to have access to wealth. And if there have to be some considerations, some casting of blinders to make sure they are empowered, I say let it be. But go ahead, caller. Let me hear you. Yes, Spin. On all this happening in Adelaide.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm always good, man, and thanks for calling. Yes, go ahead. I want to talk about the swimming pig.
Is Mr. Johnson, the swimming pig, a resident of Adelaide Village?
You know what? I don't know. I do not know. And yeah. I know he owns property. The property here of the swimming pigs are his.
And if you own property, you automatically you have rights at Adelaide Village, right?
Now, repeat that again.
If you own property, you automatically should have some rights.
Yes, but...
All right.
But
isn't Adelaide Village a free slave community?
It's a freed African community because these people were never slaves.
But a lot of slaves settled in Adelaide also, okay?
Yes, they had a number of runaway slaves that Adelaide people empowered to come and live amongst them.
Exactly. All right, so let me ask a question. What's the difference between a pig dropping dropping the, you know what I mean, right, the feces, and a dog dropping feces all on the beaches? What's the difference? Do we eat pigs or do we eat dogs?
Well, we know that Adelaide have responsible residents there. Hold on, let me give this point. I've seen the residents of Adelaide walking their dog, and they tend to have plastic bags with them. These people actually pick up after their dogs.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I just said, I see them picking up after their dogs. These are responsible-minded people inside this village.
Yeah, I understand.
But see, now we have a group of pigs who, remember the Bible say they're unclean? I know if you know the Bible say they're unclean.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't some of the nicest type of animals there is. Yeah. When they do plenty.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, getting back to the topic. Listen, that gentleman has a right. He has all the records and documentation from government, right? He has his license. What's the big deal? Sometime, I think Ms. Duncombe, those as persons for the environment, I think they speak about the wrong topic sometimes. What about all these other places that we have laws for the sharks, right? But now we're going to have laws that pigs, swimming pigs can't be nowhere on the beach. And it's something that is renowned worldwide. The Bahamas is now becoming famous for swimming pigs on the beaches. People are coming from all around the world to watch swimming pigs.
Call
Come
up.
On, man. Ms. Duncombe, Has Duncombe got to be a little lenient on the resident of Adelaide Village? Not because she lives in Adelaide Village means that she has all the say. Okay? I think they got to do better than this for people who are trying to make a living. You know, we just came coming out of a hard economic time for almost 2 years, and you were in about swimming pigs. What about the residents in Abaco and the residents in Freeport who are still living in tents? Okay? I think that's more important to worry about than worry about persons having a license to swim in pigs. Thank you, man. Have a nice day.
I hear you calling. I appreciate your call, right? But I don't want you to be demonizing Sam Duncombe, because she's a hero. She ain't no ordinary behavior. She's a hero. And a small self, she's a hero. And I understand that sometimes, even to my annoyance, she's picked battles. And I say, man, lady, hold on. But I appreciate her, because sometimes she's the only one, who appreciates, who seemingly appreciates this country of ours, this environment of ours. And I tend to allow her to do such without complaining much, because I know she cares. And not every Bahamian care, because we like throw dump. Sometimes I go to Adelaide Village to help clean, and there are people from Nassau who come down there and throw dumps. So I can appreciate her concern for her environment, because she's a resident of Adelaide. She has a vested interest in Adelaide. And I know you call that, say that the owner has a right to open up a business, right? And I agree with that. But Sam Duncombe raised some concerns that should be aired. And I like to say on March, let me read that, which day that is, on March. They have a public hearing. I'm not sure exactly what a public hearing is. I'm trying to get that right up. I'm looking at it right now, just so I can be able to read and be factual as much as possible. On May 10th, not March. On May 10th, there's going to be a public hearing where the owner of the swimming pig thing in Adelaide is going to present his case on why he should be open. And also Sam Duncombe and the residents of Adelaide who have concerns is also going to put their case forward, and there's going to be a decision on it. And I believe that there should be questions asked, like, how did they get the license in the first place? Who they're going to ask to just open up a pig farm in the middle of a residential area? That don't happen. Pigs supposed to be raised in a farming area. And when you compare the pigs, I'm going to talk about that Paradise Island pig soon. But when you open up a pig farm, right, a piggery, a swimming pig resort, right? You need to dot certain I's and cross certain T's. On Major Island, that's a separate island. That's not on Major, on Exuma property, proper. That's on not on, on Big Exuma or Little Exuma. That is on a private key. So when those pigs defecate and when those pigs do whatever they got to do, the residents don't feel that. But definitely the residents in Adelaide is feeling the impact and the effects of the swimming pigs, right? I see I have another caller. Go ahead, caller, if you can hear me. Go ahead, caller. I talk too long?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well. You have any comments on the swimming pig?
Yes. My question is, I saw the news piece, right? And they their concerns. But
can you speak up a little bit so I can hear? I'm sorry.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My question is, if he agrees to remove the pigs, would it be okay for him to continue to operate that business?
And this is also one of the concerns that Ms. Duncombe gave. There's some bar and grills opening in this residential area, which should not be allowed to open. And she's right. It's not zoned to have that.
But
there's other businesses who've been there, historical businesses who've been there before. But yes. Ignorance to the law does not change the law. The place is not zoned for such.
So who gave him the permission or the permit to go ahead and grant him a license to go and get it to be as far as it has become?
I don't know. Because you have paperwork all the same. But then again, I'm seeing now behemoths now bulldozing 10 and 20 acres of land and telling you, come and farm. You don't need no permission. So any buck goes in this country. Anything buck goes. Because, and this is why, Sam Duncan is complaining.
Mr. New, you know why? Because
okay, go ahead. You tell me why.
Because a lot of things, when they bulldoze those things down, right? I don't agree with it the way in which it was done. But when you drive along, say, in the back there, Copen Road, all the way out west in it, and you can stop at every store, a stall to buy fruits and vegetables. When you go to area look, right, you see down this farm, it's just farmland, right? I don't know if these people have papers or documentation to say, well, they got the okay or the approval to do that. Right now, we're going into a near recession. People are trying to find ways and means in order to be able to feed themselves. You know, but because it wasn't done or hasn't been done or whatever before, you understand? I don't understand. When a certain behemoths decide to do things, there's always an army that rises up to push back. Other people have been getting away with murder for a long time, opening these places and no... The zone or whatever there is no zoning for. People fill a big mega hotel. She can't even get behind those gates, resorts in the back of these places that were supposed to be wetlands and whatever, have it secure to certain businesses. However, when a behemoth, a regular average behemoth, tries to open up a business, put down the guns or put down this and do or put down the drugs and decide to build a business to feed his family and himself, that's a problem. And I have a problem with that. Thank you.
And thanks very much for your call. And I echo some of your sentiments. I feel you. I feel what you're trying to say. But I want you, those who are listening right now, you know, I want you to go and Google. I want you to go and search. I want you to go on Facebook and look for Swimming Pigs in Paradise. Swimming Pigs in Paradise is on the beach behind someone's house on Paradise Island. I want to know who owned that. Who give permission to have wild animals? I mean, I ain't sure if the pig is a wild animal, but they're not domesticated, right? But who give someone permission to have a pig farm on Paradise Island where the tourist is? And I want to know about insurance. I know on because I experienced the swimming pig in Exuma. Them pigs bite. When you turn around and take, don't let you be a woman and you have a big bottom. The pigs bite the bottom. So I'm concerned about insurance. They can't be having guests being nipped by pigs. You know, I'm a little concerned about that. And I'm getting some texts here. Let me see if I can read that. No, I ain't get no texts. So, okay. So I'll continue to call. Because I want to know that... if there is a swimming pigs in Paradise Island, why don't you go and address both at the same time? Or is it because Ms. Duncombe has a vested interest because it's a community that she decided to tackle her community first, and then later on she's going to go across the bridge and find out who rich person, because it got to be a rich person because it's behind their house, who rich person got permission from somebody to have their train or trick pig who does the breaststroke to do an operation behind their house. You know? Call into the Guardian because I want to hear your comments. I want to hear your comments on who is right regarding this. Should there be a concern, right? Should the villagers in Adelaide get free rein to open up anything, right? They open up mini hotels without zoning now, no, and Adelaide. And guess what? Adelaide don't even have an association. I want you to sink that in. How is it possible for such a historical, and it's a dead end. It's not like how Fox Hill is with all kind of people coming in and out and new people moving in, right? Adelaide is one way in and one way out is a community. It's a community which should have at least an association to determine what is the way forward. And they don't even have no kind of homecoming to celebrate how long they have been in existence. The conclusion is the residents in Adelaide need to do for more. They do for more. And this is why the situation is coming, where there are arguments up and down. I'm going to take a commercial break right now. And we're going to come back on the other side of the show. We're going to go and in fact, go into detail about, I hope Sam Duncombe hears this and she calls in to explain her view. Or even Charles Johnson, I hope he calls in to explain his view. But I know when it thinks in adjudication, they tend to go quiet. But I want to also mention that there are Black elites who have blocked out the access point on the two ends of Adelaide. If you go to Adelaide and turn left, there's a politician down there who blocked that whole road. I used to be able to drive to the creek. I can call his name, but he's one MP who, Nayaka Michael, but I can call his name. And then there's a QC who blocked the right entrance if you turn right in Adelaide. But I ain't call his name, you know. Right? But as we come back, we're going to talk to this on the other side.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. Print with Printmasters. Join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate International Women's Day, Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. This global day is celebrating the historical, cultural, and political achievements of women in the Bahamas and around the world. Join us as we celebrate and recognize the outstanding Bahamian women in religion, politics, sports, national security, business, education, and community affairs. For more information, call the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300 or call your account executive. But join us as we celebrate women's achievements, raise awareness against bias during International Women's Day, Tuesday, March 8th, 2022.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back. This is CA Theory, and I'm on Guardian Radio AM, and I'm holding on. I'm holding on and having a conversation about Adelaide Village and what they should be doing, and also about the controversy that is brewing in the community. We're talking about swimming pigs. We're talking about the infiltration, the proliferation of pig villages all over the Bahamas. It used to be an exotic site that you go to Exuma to experience. You spend a couple hundred dollars to sail there, and you play with the iguanas, and you go on Pig Island, and you feed the pigs. It was a phenomenon. It was something that you go to Exuma to do. But then we realized there is money in seeing pigs swim. So swimming pigs start popping up. You know, Bahamians, we like coffee. That's why I'm waiting for some people to give me some good ideas now so I can teach their ideas and open up my own business, because I am true Bahamian, and I understand that Bahamians can copy and we can make money about these things. I have another caller, and I want to engage the caller before I start talking about pigs have disease and not to this day, I ain't heard nothing from one vet to say, hey, I ain't think it's safe to be having these pigs fooling around people and hugging them up and you kissing them on the lips and things. I know. I've seen the pictures. I've seen some bright-skinned people tonguing out pigs because they kiss dogs. I don't know, man. People are peculiar. They're peculiar. But they'd be kissing the pig. I see them. I see the pictures. And I said, man, you don't know what that pig mode. Anyway, I digress. Go ahead, Carter. I want to hear what you got to say.
Good afternoon. How you doing, my brother?
I'm always good. How you doing?
I'm always good, man. Let me give you an history of this whole entire Bahamas. You see, when people come out of the Bahamas, grow up, yours, another yard, both of them get mad. You know, I know it's because you grew up from that time. I give you a good history. See, I born God save the Queen. This go out. Now, after I was so dead back in the late 70s, 80s, with the right hand, it's one way. They had an association. They had the red club in there. And this go down and catch crab and the cocoa plum and everything. But see, what needs to happen in the country is all the technical, the PSS and the workers who sign up to pay with the blocking thing, they should be fired and don't get no pension. All the prime ministers who in this country who sell up all our land, like, for example, guy come again, they should be go to jail, tried for treason. All the land that these pastors get, these people get, we can take back all them land, you know. That's why they don't have the Land Restoration Act in this country. See, I can't blame Sam Duncan. Sam Duncan, they are activists on Joe Darwin, and they're doing their job, you know. They're doing their job. I don't have a problem. See, what Lincoln Bain did the other day was excellent, you know. Much what? Another 10,000 do the same thing. It forced the government to start doing things for the baby people. And like everybody said, all the foreigners come to this country and do everything. Now I got took three acres of land. But then, all kinds of people taking baby people land. That's wrong. Only people getting much of this country is us to well be him in. Well, my brother, let me tell you something. Come 2020, son, when the whole fail move to school, everybody who's 75 and I don't listen to the word they say. They got to mess with up. They mess me up, but I ain't going to let them mess my children up. They make people need to rise up and fight and get away. These people need to be able to build this country. This country's going to go up. That's why. And thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate you, Cole. I see you're passionate. I'm passionate. No one mentioned that behemoths grew up. No, we have some issues, but I don't think we're going to be corrupt. So, but let me, I have some texts, and let me do that. Say, Cecil, Sam may be a hero to you, but does that mean she gets everything she wants? She cares more about the land and creatures than human beings surviving or living. See, they try to demonize Miss Duncan, and I don't appreciate it, because she's saving the Bahamas for us. Because I've seen how y'all just take care of the environment and them. Y'all throw trash all over the place. Y'all don't care. So if it wasn't for the like of Sam Duncan, man, and going back to that QC who fill in the marshland. You go to the end of Adelaide to the right hand side, all that area filling. In fact, you know what I have a vexing thing? I see that the owners of the Beyond the Village experience with the swimming pigs, they now have parking lot. And you say, okay, what you talking about? They now have parking lot. If you go to Adelaide Village, you know that there's one side is the beach. That's where Beyond the Village is. And the other side is mangrove swamp. Mangroves, and they have a creek or whatever it is. Miraculously, for some reason, it appeared overnight that you can now park in the middle of the creek. Something happened. That dirt came out of the ground and filled up with that white curry. It came out of nowhere. And it filled in half of the creek. Someone must be answerable to that because you can't get permission for that. Especially when you have the Minister of the Environment planting mangroves in the mangrove swamp, right? So that means we short of mangroves. But I vexed with that, but let me go back to the text, right? Say, good morning. If swimming pigs were in my backyard, be it swimming, flying, or walking, I would have serious problems with that. I would do best to move that business. Who in the godsaken mind want to have pigs in their neighborhood? I feel you. And I wouldn't want to have no pigs in my neighborhood too, unless someone cutting them up for pork chop. I love up a pork chop, you know? Say, Mr. Nuri, I must tell you, those people don't always pick up after their dogs. Oh, Lord. They're saying the dog keepers are nasty. I can tell you for sure, dogs to, yeah. Oh, God, have mercy. On the beach, especially on the western part, they said the dogs leave their mess all over the place. How you don't die in the pigs? Why you won't blame the dogs? But anyway, I feel you. And there needs to be a educational campaign about cleaning up after the dogs in Adelaide, right? Great show as usual. We can't bother them rich people, see? Anyway, like, yeah. Say, great show. As usual, we can't bother those rich people on PI for running their business. You don't want them people sponsor your show, eh? I do want someone sponsor the show, right? Yeah. And then say, right, white is right in the Bahamas. That's the motto. And I, mind you, I am guilty. I am guilty of bringing in race into this, you know. And I didn't bring up race to say it's a black and white issue, you know. I brought up race because of the historical context of what Adelaide Village is. And I find it amusing because there are also freed African villages in the United States where they do not allow a certain set of people to live. And not that they're angry at them. Just saying that this land is sacred. The Adelaide Village is supposed to be sacred. That is protected from for the descendants. And clearly, the people in Adelaide, the descendants of the original Adelaide persons, did not see the village as being sacred. And this is why they're in this predicament now. This is why property, because I tried to buy property in Adelaide because I wanted a retirement home for the wife. And I see the Airbnb was kind of popular. But the property, they're expensive. Why expensive? Because a certain set of people buy all the beach. And I fear that's what happened in Harbour Island now. Because I tried to buy property in Harbour Island too. But a certain set of people buy all the land in Harbour Island too on the beach. So I can't afford that, right? Another text says, they are only bothering Adelaide because it's affecting the residents. Duh. Right? You could switch the race thing around and say that because they are black, they got permission. No white people could get permission for that. Okay. I saw a file who owned that Paradise Island one and see what color they is. But anyway, I still want to know how they got permission because I understand what Ms. Duncombe is saying. How they got permission to have a pig farm in the middle of a residential area, how they got permission to fill in the marshland to have a parking lot for the area, how is it that traffic has now increased where there are people with mopeds and motorcycles, them big four-wheeler scooter now driving up and speeding up and down Adelaide, the quiet village. And I have a concern. That ain't make me happy. When I was younger, my stepfather used to take me to Adelaide Village to fish, you know? And he used to explain all the historical sites of the Bahamas and that is a free state, a free African village. And I had pride in it, right? We used to go park our old car. It's one of those Buick type cars, you know, where the seat doesn't have no middle. You just, everyone could fit like 12 people sitting in the front seat. And he used to drop my mother and I all the way on Adelaide Village and we spend the whole day. Back then, you could have parked your car and there's a lot of space on the beach. There is no longer, there's one small beach access on Adelaide Village. And other than that, you need to climb through windows and people property to get access to it. And who caused that? The residents of Adelaide allowed this to happen to them. Now they're boxed in the middle and they no longer have beach access. They have to pay to go swim. And this Texas, a man, there's a swimming pig on Goodman's Bay all the time. You can go on Goodman's Bay and swim with pigs. I did not know that. I wonder if the authorities are aware that they have wild pigs swimming in the ocean against good, decent Bahamians on the beach out on Goodman's Bay. Great show as usual. You do realize this show actually is not helping the people in Adelaide. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be the advocate of Adelaide. They have their own residents. They have their own doctors and lawyers. They have a big time lawyer right in Adelaide now who owns the western end across the road from Albany. They go and speak to him and ask for help. It ain't supposed to be me who's supposed to be championing the cause, right? It's not actually helping the people in Adelaide because sound like all kind of violation business why it's happening in the Adelaide, cutting the government off out of revenue. And it'd be possible, you know, it's possible. But my point is, I'm trying to get to the truth. I appreciate what Sam Duncombe is doing, but I'm not sure if she understands the temperament nor the need of Adelaide Village. And she needs to have that in consideration when she goes and advocate on what she's doing. There are a number of persons in Adelaide who needs job. And if this Swimming Pigs entity brings life, rejuvenation in the village, there needs to be some concessions. Then we need to work it out. We need government to come down there, because they had a meeting the other day, and the MP, I hope I ain't warning them. And they need the MP to come down there and speak to the residents and say, I hear you all. Some decisions got to be made. We're gonna negotiate with Sam Duncombe and her group, and we're gonna negotiate with the owners of this swimming thing. We can negotiate with these the bar and grill atmosphere thing, and see where we can have some kind of median, because we need to eat. It's rough, but we can't have violations. And if these people need to pay a fine, I say let them pay a fine. Say, CA, I can see both sides of this argument. But the main point is, we can't let anyone open any business in a residential zone under the disguise of secure or creating jobs. And I agree. And that is what the argument is. There is an argument set up, but I'm creating jobs, so you need to cast a blind eye to what I'm doing. And I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with that, right? Good morning, Mr. C.A. Nuri. You are doing a good job, and I pray that you keep you permanently. Boy, I wonder if Dwight hear that. Say, keep me permanently. No, Dwight owe me a favor. I hope he knows he owe me a favor, but I digress. I shan't go down that road, right? A great show as usual. I don't mean to stir the pot, but I stir the pot out every day. But in a country, you have to have rules and regulations. It's the right way and the wrong way to do things. If Charles gets to run his business without proper license, it will send the wrong message, because then the Coconut Ventures could file a lawsuit. I saw a video of a coconut vendor today going, jumping over someone's wall and chopping down the coconut and throwing it over. And you can see he's ducking and dodging. We may be a lawless society. Perhaps we need to address such, right? Producer, is there any calls? Because I see the word call, and I wasn't sure if that came after or before, because I'm trying to run through these texts. But if there is, just type it there, and I'll yield to the call. I don't want to have the caller waiting too long, right? Oh, there's a call. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Forgive me for having you wait so long. Oh, they hang up. See? And it wasn't because I didn't realize if the call was early or late, and forgive me. Producer, type the word call again, so I can know and see that it's a call, if there is a call. Okay? Let me continue with... go ahead, caller. Caller, you're on air. Guardian Radio in AM.
Hey, Cecil, how you doing, man?
I'm always doing good, man. Blessings to you.
Awesome. Excellent show. Just got two quick questions. Well, a question and then a comment. Question would be, what kind of ordinance is in the Adelaide area? Is it considered strictly residential, or is it also residential and commercial? That is the first question to be asked. My comment then, simply to follow that up with, would be, it sounds obvious that for this business to move into the area, there has been no consultation with the residents. There seems to be that they weren't consulted. But this thing was just allowed to happen. And this is not the first time I've heard similar incidences like this. It seems to be a norm now today, where anybody willy-nilly, especially those who are of influence and wealth, they can just allow anything to happen in the area, whether they're directly involved or not. But if it's friends, family, and lovers, these things just tend to happen. And I think that part of it needs to stop. Because if there are ordinances in place, how do you expect the ordinary citizen to follow the laws when these laws are broken by the certain few in our country of privilege, wealth, and influence? We must cease it, and it must start now. Thanks for taking my call.
And I appreciate that, Colonel. And I see you dare to say, bring up ordinances and rules. You know, it's one, there's a lot of laws on our books, and there is the enforcement of laws. The laws might be there, but we have issues enforcing laws. So that's one of the issues we have in there. Right? Let me continue with the text, unless there's another call, and I'll let that call come through in the meantime. Morning, CA. It's not a farm. It's a zoo. My Lord, they put a zoo in a residential area. A petting comfort resort. Don't be aiming how pigeons and chickens. What smells worse than a chicken? Okay, I can't read that last word. And guano. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, guano. Chicken guano. What smells worse than that? See, the issue is whether they got permission to have this petting zoo. Whether this area is zoned for this petting zoo, right? Whether they have insurance for this petting zoo. Whether they have a veterinarian on staff for this petting zoo. Whether any kind of odd pig disease can be transferred from this petting zoo to tourists and behemoths alike, right? Now, mind you, I appreciate the business though. Because it's cheaper for me to drive to Adelaide. Right now, it's cheaper for you to go over Paradise Island to that pig. And I want you to Google swimming pigs in paradise. Swimming pigs in paradise. And please find out who owns that, right? And compare to this beyond the village. And I see we have a call. So go ahead, producer. Put the call through.
Hello?
Go ahead. How are you doing? Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, man? I guess.
I'm always good. I'm talking pigs today. You like your pig fried or you like your pig big?
You know, I just like to take care of them. I just heard you, you're calling my name, so I just call over. I like to call.
Who's this, Charles?
Johnson, yes.
How you doing, Charles Johnson? I want to know how you get that parking spot.
How I get the parking spot? I've been conducting a talk show. I think a bit of research would be possible first before I guess spewing a bunch of misinformed information.
So, Mr. Johnson, you do not have a parking spot?
The parking spot has nothing to do with me, first and foremost.
Okay, so the parking spot appeared out of nowhere in front of your business?
Oh, that's been there for almost 3 years. So, I you said overnight.
Oh, and how long your business been open?
I actually just opened that business in June of this year, last year.
And the parking spot was there before you moved in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I hear you. I would say,
One second before you go forward, the Guardian has an archive that I think Eric Carey would have addressed that about almost 3 years back.
Okay, go ahead. I want to hear about your business. They say you have some license. Did you apply for the license?
I mean, what business are you I'm talking about? So
we talking about the pig farm.
I don't have a pig farm, though.
What do you have?
I don't have a pig farm, and if that term is you're using that term very loosely, because there's nothing that permits you from not having pet pigs.
Just so you have one pet pig on your place?
I have four pigs, sir.
So you have four pet pigs at your house?
Yeah, just so people get four dogs, four goats, four sheep, four horses.
And you live there at this spot, and you have four pet pigs?
There is nothing in the law that says that you cannot have these animals as pets. The only thing that they require is that they don't create a nuisance, and they're maintained and take care of. Okay, so that comes under animal control.
So I'm just want to make it clear.
Just how you can go to Eleuthera and you could walk on the beach with the horses, and then and Coral Abbott would walk with horses, and people could walk their animals on the beach. Right? Once you have property and you house them right and you take care of them, you know, there's nothing against you having pigs.
Is this a residence that you're at, or is this a business that you're at?
Sorry?
Is this a residence that you're at in Adelaide, or is this a business that you're at?
I said on my property.
So it's on your property, you have a business operated, and you have four pigs that you allow people to walk.
One second. We're addressing the pig issue that you said it's a farm.
I thought you corrected me. I move on from that.
Yeah, but so that you know that the whole entire area would have had farms in past.
When you say the past, when you, how much years are you talking about?
I'm just talking about the old history of the community, you know. So if you drive in the area, you know, usually we advise that first. If you drive in the area, you notice that there would be some people that have sheep on their property and goats on their property, you know. You talk about Paradise Island. One of the main attractions on Paradise Island in the 50s and the 60s were racing goats on the beach. But you know,
I wasn't born in the 60s. That sounds like ancient history you're talking about. Yeah, but I love history.
But
any minute now, I know you can go to the 1800s and the 1700s, and I appreciate that.
You're here speaking history, though. You're here speaking about slavery, and you're here speaking about history. So I just wanted to enlighten you on that part.
But let's talk about now. Mr. Johnson, let's talk about now. I have no problem with your business name. I want to know how you got permission to open it in a residential area.
To open a business?
No, that particular business on a residential area.
So what I so let me give you a kind of idea. So what I do is facilitate. Your tour companies, you spoke about ATVs and you spoke about people, tourists, you know, wanting to come into the community of Adelaide. And, you know, there is beach, there's a public beach in Adelaide, which, you know, have probably one or two beach access. I allow my property to be a beach access for people who want to come and utilize their tours to a place where they can land and enjoy the beach. That's what I have basically my license to do. Now, if you know, my pigs are on the property. I'm applying, which I've been applying for the last 8 months.
Repeat that part again. What you doing?
I'm applying for a pig experience.
You are applying for a pig experience. You don't have that yet, but you are applying for one.
Sorry?
You don't have it as yet, but you are applying for one.
I'm applying for a pig experience, right? And I'm applying for a beach bar and grill, small beach bar and grill, so that I can cater to a wide-scale operation for tourists. Nothing of big commercial activity, just so that tourists, once they get on the beach, they can have a different experience. And that's basically what I'm doing.
It's all cool with me. But like I said, I gone through there and traffic, there's a traffic jam now.
What's
I see them big, them. What do you call that kind of motorbike type thing with making a noise?
I mean, that's a public road, so. I mean, nothing.
A public road,
it is a public road. It's a public
road.
Whether or not I allow it, if a tour company feels that they want to take tourists on a tour into Adelaide, there's nothing anyone can do because it's public access. It's a public road. It's not a gated community.
Mr. Johnson, I appreciate you. And mind you, I wish you all the best. I was trying to create fodder, and that, and I'm glad you called in. I wish you would call in earlier business earlier.
Usually what happens sometimes, you know, good show and getting clarity on what's happening in the city. Simple reach out. Yeah, just like the reporters and the news agency did. I'm very, I'm accessible to conversation and the side.
Good, Mr. Johnson. But I have one more minute to wrap everything up. I want to remind people that your business is called Beyond the Village. I know May 10th, there's going to be a public hearing where you're going to defend your business. You're going to defend your business. And I wish you all the best. This has been Guardian in the AM. Again, my name is C.A. Nuri, and it was a pleasure having you and listening to me talk about the pigs and how we need to help Adelaide redevelop itself and get that esteem, that worth, that and celebrate the heritage which that great community has. Thank you again.